Carol told you my name is Ann Pitstick, and I was diagnosed a little over 2 weeks ago with breast cancer. And so that's what I'm getting to experience God in, a new area. Never dealt with major illness. My husband has. I have not. But I want to read you a scripture before I tell you a few things. Isaiah 43, bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. And then you drop down a little further. It says, you have chosen to know me. I have chosen to know the Lord. You have chosen to believe in me and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been and there never will be. And yes, I the Lord, and there is no other Savior. We were chosen for one thing. We were created for one thing, to bring him glory. And I love that. And it says to get to know him. Well, let me tell you, ladies, the day that they told me that I had breast cancer, I did not understand it. It didn't make sense in my mind. I kind of went blank. And then I'm standing there listening. They'd done a biopsy and a needle biopsy, and they found cancer behind another lump. And he's telling me all this very matter-of-factly. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm doing okay. And my husband was with me, who was babbling a little bit. He wasn't doing quite as good. I'm thinking, I'm doing okay. And he says, and we're going to have to do some tests, and we're going to have to do an MRI and a such and such test. And I'm thinking, did he say MRI? And I said, I got a question. Is that a closed MRI? I did. I had extreme claustrophobia. Elevators are not my thing. Carol, when we've gone on cruise, we went somewhere, and I don't like a lot of people. We went to the Magic one time, and it was like they crowd those elevators, and I'm like, I don't want all these people on my elevator. They're going to breathe my air. Claustrophobia. So I'm sitting on the edge of the table, and I said, is that a closed MRI? And he goes, yes, we'll give you something for it if you have a problem. Well, at that, I fell back on the table. Everything started going dizzy. And I said, I believe you're going to have to call 911. Seriously, I was overwhelmed. Breast cancer, I had taken that in. Closed MRI, wasn't there yet. I really wasn't. And so as I'm going through this, so the next day, all my friends came over. No, that day they had to meet me because my husband was then... we stopped at the doctor's, and our doctor is Vince Marino, and he said, Don, I think you've got that heart valve problem again, and you've got to take him to the hospital. I'm thinking, I just learned 2 hours ago I have breast cancer and have to have an MRI, and I've got to take him to the hospital? This is not right. But I called friends. They came, and we did that. And the next day, we hung around, and he didn't have that. He had pneumonia. So as the week went on, and I was at times throwing up and different things, because you know the Lord's in control and you know you were created for his glory, but your body doesn't always respond to what your spirit knows is true, you know? And so my body was acting one way and my spirit is saying another, and my soul is doing the battle in between. The MRI was scaring the daylights out of me more than anything else. I was writing in my journal. I try to journal every day and have quiet time. I was writing in my journal about what I was facing and how it felt. And at the bottom of my page, it said, a new journal, it said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I would have told you the week before that that was absolutely true in my life. I looked at that and I wrote in my journal, I have found sin in my life because I don't think I can do an MRI. I don't think I can do an MRI. A closed MRI was more than I could face at that time. So I wrote, I have found sin. That scripture is not true in my heart, Lord. Forgive me. And I wrote out 1 John 1:9. The next week, I had friends that said, let us take you to the MRI rather than Don. I said to Don, is that okay? And he said, yes. Yes, that's fine. I think he was relieved. He had already done the test day before where they injected dye and I'd cried and, you know, done all that. So I think he was kind of relieved. So they said, one of my friends said, we will get you through this. I do not think I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My doctor gave me the Valium or whatever to take. I still didn't. Another friend came up to me and said, I had a closed MRI and my mom held my feet while I was having it and it helped. But I'm not good at asking people to do things. So I said to her, would you ask the two girls that are taking me if one of them would do it? She goes, please let me go with you and do that for you. I had led her to the Lord years ago. The three of us headed out. Two Valium I had taken. Two. Because Vince said I could. So I got to the MRI, and I'm still, it's like, this is going to be the worst day of my life. I got there, and I signed in, and I said to them, I've taken two, and it didn't work. Can I take another one? And she said, let me get the nurse. So the nurse came out, room's full of people, and I said, I've taken two. Can I take a third one? And I showed her my pills, and she goes, how much do you weigh? Now, in a room full of people, we don't want to give that answer. I would have added 20 pounds to it, but I was so shaken, I just gave her the truth. I didn't care. And she goes, sure, take another one. I popped the third one in. I still couldn't feel it. I got into the MRI. My friend held my hand. The woman that was dealing with me was wonderful. The Lord gave me peace and prayers and peace and prayers. And every time I would start to get anxious, I would go, I need you, I need you, I need you. And I would get calm. Do you know, I can do MRIs. I can do MRIs. And the next time I got on, we live on the fourth floor, the next time I got on the elevator and pushed the button to get in, I got in that elevator and thought, you are nothing. You do not scare me at all. I learned I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not in my own strength. And that's how I had to see it. And that's how I walked through this. My husband gave me a scripture last week and it said, I wait quietly before the Lord. My victory comes from Him. I wait quietly. And so that's how I wait to walk through this test. And I want to tell you, God is so good. And so I cry, I throw up, I call a friend, I need prayer. But I have to say, part of me is excited because He's already healed me of MRIs. Thank you, ladies.